Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Marissa.
Marissa, you're caller 20. You win. Nicely done. Klein Alley is going to do a drawing on Monday morning to see who's going to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal, and you might be the one.
Fingers crossed. Thank you so much, Kevin.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Super Bowl 60 is this weekend, a repeat of Super Bowl 49, which was unbelievable. People are dumb on the show today. A politician in Florida is saying that he's using Tinder just to get his message out. Nothing else. There's another car chase in Southern California with an unexpected ending. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th. And we'll continue to qualify you to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Amazing. The ball to 5.
This Sunday, Super Bowl 60 is a repeat of Super Bowl 49 with the Seahawks against the Patriots.
Now you have to stop Marshawn Lynch.
But that's just what the Patriots would expect, so Seattle throws it and gets it intercepted. Details on the rematch coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Another chance for you to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. This Sunday is the Super Bowl. It's a rematch of Super Bowl 49 between the Seahawks and the Patriots, and a very painful time for me. I'm not a fan of either of those teams, but I did have money on the Seahawks.
Amazing. The ball to 5.
This Sunday, Super Bowl 60 is a repeat of Super Bowl 49 with the Seahawks against the Patriots.
Now you have to stop Marshawn Lynch.
Here he goes. Beast mode to the half-yard line.
All right, so that was first down. Now it's second and goal from the 1.
Well, the last time we called a Super Bowl out, remember?
Ahmad Bradshaw.
Do you let him score? Yep. Do you put the ball back in the hands of Tom Brady?
So at this point, they're guessing that the Patriots might just allow the Seahawks a touchdown so that they have enough time to come back and score themselves. Because the touchdown is a given.
And I guarantee you, Bill Belichick is sitting here thinking about it right now.
It's on his mind. It has to be.
Should he just let the Seahawks score quickly?
Do you bleed the clock all the way down? They're bleeding it right down to half a minute.
Couldn't be happier at this moment because I had money on the Seahawks. And they're running out the clock before they score and win it.
Second and goal. Baldwin sets up on the left. Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line.
And all of my money went right out of my pocket into somebody else's greedy little hand.
By Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, it was great.
Butler, a rookie free agent out of West Alabama.
And I'm sorry, but I can't believe the call. I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
Yeah, same. Hand the ball off to Marshawn. Give me my money back. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, dude, that's so awesome. Hell yeah.
You're on the standby boarding list for a trip or two to Lisbon, Portugal to see Turnstile in concert.
Heck yes.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Tinder is a free mobile dating app that matches you with singles in your area.
What does that have to do with Florida, you may ask?
Now the man who wants to be your next governor says he joined Tinder to reach young female voters.
He's running to be the governor and he needs to get his message out to female voters. You guys, this sounds legit.
Tonight, James Fishbeck is telling Gulf Coast News chief political reporter Dave Elias why he thinks the app that tells you to swipe right if you like and left if you don't will help him garner more votes.
If he's great at sex, it might.
The man who wants to be Florida's next governor telling me that he's downloaded Tinder and he's trying to attract the attention of young women.
I'm sure, but just women voters, right?
In hopes of gaining their vote.
Tinder is not for dating. It is for connecting with young women where they are.
Especially when they're not wearing very much where they are.
But going on Tinder and saying that you're targeting younger women, that's where it's weird. That's where it's like, it's not, that doesn't sound okay.
But politicians don't lie, right?
What I'm telling women when I match with them on there is, here's my detailed plan.
It includes helping young couples buy their first home, opening statewide pregnancy centers, and paid maternity leave.
I got to be honest, you lost me when you said when you match with them on Tinder, you...
I like the message that he wants paid maternity leave for women. Now, the way he's going about it, going on Tinder of all things, that's where I draw a line. That's where it gets a little creepy.
How dare you doubt his motives?
Well, it's certainly unconventional, I'll tell you that.
Some people have asked, why is he reaching out only to young women? Is he reaching out to young men, perhaps using Grindr?
I have no plans to be joining Grindr. What I will be doing is I'll be meeting young men on the campaign trail.
But many young men find the 31-year-old's Tinder profile odd.
Yeah, odd is a word, sure.
You might be talking to like 19, 20-year-olds that just got out of like high school, going into college. That's a little strange.
I mean, they're gonna vote in the future.
There's better ways to like connect to like the community, and going on a dating app might not be the best way.
I mean, it's not really a dating app either. It's more of a banging app.
Republican political consultant Terry Miller agrees.
And you target the people with voting history, not random girls on Tinder.
Fishback, though, defending his campaign strategy.
There does have to be connection, and it's important that there is a connection between me and female voters, and that's exactly why I've joined Tinder.
And that connection is my penis. Our new music feature, the 420 Catch of the Day, is coming up in an hour on K-Rock. Pretty exciting car chase last night. Give you details coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal, coming up in a few minutes. First, let's talk car chases.
A suspected DUI driver refusing to stop and LAPD in pursuit. Reporter Chris Christie live overhead in Air 7 calling it all.
I love the car chases. You never know what's going to happen.
The driving is slow but erratic.
Slow but erratic is a strange combination.
Here you see an example of that, a wild random U-turn right at Temple, doing a circle in the middle of Beverly Boulevard, pulling into a gas station now.
He's basically just driving around in a circle with four cops behind him.
Really toying with these officers, cutting right through there.
An LAPD commander approving a pit maneuver, and the lead cruiser makes a move.
Slowing down a little bit, and here comes the pit! Here comes!
I love it when other people get as excited as I do about the pit maneuver, which is great.
Oh, ho, 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 making a right turn, evading the pit once again.
This chase is a delight.
The driver hitting the gas once again. An LAPD chopper in the air and four cruisers on the ground tracking this driver across Koreatown and into the Westlake District. That driver then heading down a residential street before making a turn onto a dead-end parking lot, and those LAPD units are right on that driver's tail.
So he's stuck in a dead-end parking lot. What does he do? Just give up? No.
Looks like he's behind a shopping center. He's opening the door. Is he going to run or is he going to show his hand?
Not knowing is the thing.
So we're going to do a dance.
He's dancing. He starts doing a dance.
And we're dancing.
Keep dancing, dude.
Put on a little show. Enjoy the final few seconds. And it looks like it is a female passenger, or female driver, I should say.
Oh, you don't see that every day. Almost exclusively guys are the ones driving in the car chases.
Moments later, police officers moving in, and the dancing driver drops to the ground and is quickly cuffed and arrested.
Well, at least she gave us a show. She's thoughtful about us, the viewer.
One clarification, the LAPD tonight confirming the dancing driver was, in fact, a man.
Chance to go to Lisbon, Portugal, and see Turnstile in less than 10 minutes. You can qualify for that trip on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, Kevin, my name is Alex.
Hey, Alex, you're caller 20.
Woo! All right.
Yeah. What's up?
What's happening?
You are on the standby boarding list to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome, man.
I wear shorts. She wore a belt to acoustic.
Booty shorts. They were so good. She's hot.
She is. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. We have the 420 Catch of the Day coming up. Megan is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, South Florida's recent record low temperatures brought some unusual sights, including cold, stunned iguanas falling from trees by the hundreds and even ending up as pizza toppings.
What?
Here's the story.
Brian Esquerdo spent the last 48 hours trapping green iguanas across South Florida. He says he hasn't gotten much sleep, and his mission is twofold. Educating people online about the invasive green iguana species and having a lot of fun while doing it. He decided to call up his friends at Buck's Coal-Fired Pizza to create the ultimate Florida man dish.
Nope.
Iguana pizza. There's some bacon and cheese, but the real star of the show is the fresh pieces of iguana on top.
Nope.
Ryan recognizes this dish isn't for everyone, but did say it was worth a taste.
We were able to do good work and remove these iguanas and educate people, and it was just a great time. So last 48 hours have been one to look back on forever.
Dude. Oh yeah. My God. He walked in with these iguanas in his arms.
Hey, put these on a pizza.
Yeah, 100% apps only in Florida, dude. Unbelievable. Number two, a man was caught on video taking matters into his own hands at an intersection by pulling out an axe and trying to chop down a no turn on red sign. Apparently deciding traffic laws are more of a suggestion, you know. The clip shows him hacking away like a low budget Paul Bunyan while drivers sat there watching him and filming him. His form was really bad. I'm going to say it was really bad, but his heart was true, you know. There's no word on whether the sign survived or if the man was arrested, but for a brief moment, he lived out every driver's intrusive thought, and the internet crowned him a dumb traffic sign hero. I think we've all been there.
Yep,
you know,
we're,
why is there no turn on red?
Yes,
why?
Yes, for sure.
So thank you, sir. Number three, a man in the UK also took matters into his own hands with his frustrations being around potholes. The anonymous hero is known as Wanksy. He lives...
Why Wanksy?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
He lives in Manchester, England, and he was tired of driving over dangerous potholes that the city refused to fix. He called them in and reported them, but it took months and sometimes years before anything was done. So he took matters into his own hands, and he didn't fill the potholes, but he grabbed spray paint and drew massive cartoonish anatomy around them. His logic was simple. The city didn't care about a hole in the road, but they definitely cared about a giant phallic symbol right outside of a school or a church. The city council was furious. They called his action stupid and insulting, but guess what? It worked. Potholes that had been ignored for 8 months were suddenly filled and paved over within 48 hours just to cover
he
up.
He is a
his
hero.
Art. He's a hero, and we need to get Wanksy out here to Los Angeles ASAP. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We were planning the 420 catch of the day. We knew Somber was coming out with a new song today, so we just said, we're going to play that, whatever it is, because he's never done anything that we don't like. This is a new song called Homewrecker, talking about a narrator who's attracted to somebody in a relationship and insists he does not want to be a homewrecker, but believes he could treat them better. It is Somber's first single this year following his debut album, I Barely Know Her, last year. The song is called Homewrecker. It is Somber, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That song is called Homewrecker. It is by Somber, and it's the 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. We were thinking of having some friends over to watch the Super Bowl, and then it occurred to me that they are Patriot fans.
Oh, God.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, K-Rock. So I said they can come over as long as they don't publicly root for the Patriots, because I don't need that smoke.
Understandable.
And yeah. I don't think they're coming.
Oh, my God. They're like, no, we're going to pass. It is the worst, though, when you have someone there that's rooting for the opposite
the
team.
The wrong team?
Yeah, the wrong team. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So let's talk big game parties. We have to call it big game parties. You know what we mean. It was ruined, or you ruined one.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of videos and stuff of someone, like, smashing a TV.
Right. Just losing their mind.
Losing their mind. You know, or people that get a little too drunk. And
I mean, imagine the last time these two teams met in the big game was that interception on the goal line at the very end of the game. Imagine. I had money on the Seahawks that game.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yes, because money's involved a lot of times, too. So people's emotions are really heightened.
Yes.
You know?
So your big game party was ruined, or you ruined one.
Yes, please.
800. We're looking at you, Raiders fans. 800-520-1067 is the number for your stories and or texts.
And for the best phone call we ever, tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
Your big game party was ruined, or you ruined it. 800-520-1067. Your party was ruined, or you ruined your party.
That can easily happen.
800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
Extra points if it's the big game party. You are running out of time to get on the standby boarding list for Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
And we got to shout out Gloria in Artesia. She just got on the standby boarding list, and you got another shot to make that happen at 6 on K-Rock.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls and texts on ruined parties. Extra points if it's the big game party.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th. So I got a text from the 818. And they said, at my big game party, this guy broke an expensive glass bowl, smeared chip dip on my door, crawled shirtless into my living room while my dad was watching TV because our party was in the garage, and then he vomited in my bed.
In her bed?
Yeah.
Wow. That is brutal.
That guy knows how to party for sure.
All right. You have a ruined party?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm calling in for the person who ruined the party.
Yep. You ruined the party?
I did, man. I did earlier this season. Yes, sir.
What happened?
Man, I got invited to my buddy's house. He's a diehard Eagle fan.
Right.
And I've been a Charger fan since the Chargers were in San Diego, man. So now that I live in L.A., came to my city, man. It feels dope, man. And they invited me to the game. Uncles, aunties, nephews, nieces. And I was the only Charger fan there, man. Well, little did they know, Justin Herbert had a surprise for Jalen Hurts, man. And we took that dub. Yes, sir.
And what did you do? Were you obnoxious?
Oh, man. It's been one of those moments that you just got to hold it in, because I know some of his uncles were been drinking, and I could not go too crazy.
Oh, my God. Just you being there ruined their party.
Well done.
Apparently, they have fans.
Yes, they do. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Kevin?
Hey there. We're talking about parties being ruined, or you ruined a party.
Oh, yeah, no. My party got ruined for sure, dude.
How?
Man, I came home from work, and it was supposed to be a surprise birthday party, and all of a sudden, I saw my roommate kissing my son's mom.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yep.
And did you talk? Did you say something to him?
No, we haven't spoken in over 15 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Are you still with your wife?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not with them at all. No more. That was the groundbreaker for me.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's rough.
That is a rough birthday party.
It kind of reminded me of that scene on Big Daddy when... Oh, we wasted the good surprise on you.
Yes! Yeah. We ruined the good surprise on you!
Yeah. All right, 800-520-1067. You ruined a party, or your party was ruined. Extra points if it was a big game party. 800-520-1067. Your party was ruined, or you ruined a party on K-Rock.
562 said it was a karaoke party. This guy got drunk and kept screaming into the microphone while the birthday girl was trying to sing her favorite song. I have a mental image of that. Oh, my God.
800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We're talking about your party was ruined, or you ruined a party.
Okay, the 909 said, at a dinner party, I drank a bottle of wine way too quickly and puked purple into the soup. When someone said, no, John, throw up on the floor, I responded with, no. I continued to throw up in the soup.
What?
This was in front of my host's entire family, their wife, three small children, and one of his best friends.
Wow.
That is next level.
That's a problem.
Level unlocked. Wow.
Taking calls and texts about ruining a party at 800-520-1067.
949 says, I didn't ruin the party, but I ruined the ride home when I was drunk and stood up in my friend's mom's minivan and took a full pee. Oh, my God. absolute legend.
Well done. All right, we have tickets for the Bad Omens when they play. Are they called the Bad Omens or just Bad
Omens? Bad Omens. Yeah, I think
so too. Mm-hmm. At the Forum, March 26th, we've got those tickets for the best story of you broke up a party or your party was ruined by someone else. You have a story like that? K-Rock, hello. Your party was ruined?
I ruined it.
Yes.
How?
Okay, so last year, my husband set up a Super Bowl party, and I don't drink alcohol, and I eat really healthy, and he assigned me to go shopping for everything.
Right.
So I got non-alcoholic beer, I got rice cakes, I got a whole bunch of vegan, you like the meat, the non-grass-fed meat.
Oh, did you do this to be funny?
No, I did it all just like I went.
You're a terrible human. You knew that that would ruin the party. You're a terrible human being.
Yeah, and then like not even halfway through the party, like everybody ended up leaving and my husband left to another football party.
Oh my God. Well, if your goal was to clear out the house so you had time to yourself,
well
then
done.
You did a great job.
I definitely did.
K-Rock, hello.
Me and my ex were fighting, and so basically we got to a party where my friend's teacher was hosting, and so what happened was she made a scene and came out and said, we're breaking up, and she was rude to the, not only was she rude to me, but she was also rude to my friend at the party.
Wow.
And the host.
Wow.
So, like, basically the host was like, stop breaking up, we're just sticking outside, and so anyway, yeah, that's what happened, and then she left, but actually, things picked up after that, so I don't know.
What a surprise.
I know. She left and things got better.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello. Your party was ruined, or you ruined the party?
Yeah, we ruined our own party. We were having a kid's party, and everybody was getting pretty f***ed up. Oh, sorry. Everyone was getting pretty drunk.
Right.
My in-law kept buying more booze. I ended up calling the cops at our own party.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
It was your own party that you called the cops on.
Yep.
Everybody was just too out of control?
Yeah, it's just getting bad.
Yeah.
For a kid's party, and we just got over it.
You say kid's party. How old?
I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah. So it was the parents. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Talking about ruining a party, calling the cops on his own party.
I love it so much. So his name is David.
Hey, David.
Hey.
You did the right thing, first of all.
I know. It was worth it.
Because then it's all taken care of. You don't have to be like, all right, get it, you guys, settle down, get
everybody's
out of my house.
Everybody's got to leave now.
Just call the cops on yourself.
Congrats. Yep. You got tickets for Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th.
Woo!
Nice. Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Well done. I want to see Turnstile, but I would prefer if it's in Europe.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, then you're going to want to go see them in Portugal at an incredible music festival and putting you on the standby boarding list. Not you, Kevin.
Oh.
Okay. Everybody else right. On the standby boarding list, 6 o'clock to make that happen. It's the world famous K-Rock.